Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Today, we're going to take on the expression, not everyone that is wandering is lost. And you will see I have wandered a lot in the month of May. So before we do so, I encourage you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, and get the latest information, invitations, and my hypno news every week.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
All right. So I record this episode on the very last day of May, so May 31st. And I know most of the podcasts, it needs to be evergreen. You know, people can listen to it anytime, not much reference with time. But this one is, I'll make a reference very consciously. So I don't know what COVID has been for you. I haven't spoken a lot about COVID on my podcast simply because for the first 14 months, 15 months of COVID, I have been working most likely 12 hours a day, being very focused. As you can imagine, the type of field of which I am operating has been in high demand with COVID. Lots of needs, lots of people in need. And at the same time, my business was very young. So if you combine the two, anybody who's a solopreneur or an entrepreneur knows that this is a great recipe for working hours and hours. And I did so and I loved it and I still love it. But something happened in the month of May that allowed me to unplug and to wander and to reduce my 12 hours of a day working into a 4 hours a day working for a whole month. And this has been a very, very good experience for me. So I was looking for a topic for this podcast and I felt bad because I was like, I don't want to talk about this or making up this topic or that topic. Like, I want to be genuine in the podcast. Like, I want to talk about the real thing in this podcast. And the real thing is that I have no topic. And the real reason I have no topic is because I'm living. It's a funny way to say it, but I have kind of dial down on working a lot this month. Like, it was not something that I had planned. It just happened that way for certain circumstances. But I took the opportunity to dial down, work 4 days, 4 hours a day. And the rest of the time, I just lived. Just lived. I didn't read about psychology. I didn't watch too many videos on hypnosis or psychology. I did not search much things about, you know, business things. Like, I just wondered. I even had a friend who asked me, you know, what do you like in life? And I made a list of things that I love in life. And that made me feel very good. I walked outside a lot every day. I enjoyed nature. I watched TV, which I haven't done in 14 months, which I'm not a TV watcher, but I did. And it was okay. It was something different. But it was a very amazing experience now that I'm going to go back to, you know, a more normal schedule or a schedule that I have been on for longer. I feel I have slept. I've slept until 8:30 in the morning, 9:30 in the morning, even one morning, 10. And it was not like all my days over, you know. I kind of worked my way around it, but it felt good. It felt like that third step of my program, of my model. You know, my model, the first step is you have an A team around you. The second step is you do an action every day. And the third step is you let it sit. Well, I feel I have let it sit for this month. I kept working and I had great new clients, great older clients, did fantastic sessions, amazing quality work with my clients. But then I let myself appreciate life for the rest of the day. I let myself appreciate the sun, appreciate the wind, appreciate water, appreciate whatever was around me in a very, very connected manner. It's been a great experience. It's kind of unplugging. And I know now I'm rambling and talking about, and I'm going into my subconscious mind thinking, okay, what is the biggest piece of learning, or what is the belief that I have now that allows me to do that? I think the belief that I have integrated over the past 15 months with COVID is that life is really a gift. Life is really something every day we have as a new gift. And we can absolutely do something of this day that's very particular or that is special. We can really make this day different if we want to. And I've, for the month of May, every day, I did really enjoyed a lot of things that I have not enjoyed for a long, long time. I've let go totally. I wandered. I was not in a performance. I was not in it, you know, and needed validation. I was hardly on social media. It was a great parenthesis. And I'm feeling that I could live on like this forever. I could live on like this forever. It feels really good. So that's my episode for today. I don't know how it's going to be helpful for you. But if you can just, when you wake up in the morning, think about, this is the gift I have today. What do I want to do with this gift? Is it okay today to wander and just go and walk and not think about anything, not learn anything, not try to perform at anything? Just be, just breathe. Just look at the sky. Just really feel what it is to be a human being in that spiritual experience, or that spiritual experience in the human being, or just being in this life. Just like a plant, you know. I know it may seem very weird, or it may seem very unstructured, but just be, and just feeling absolutely, totally, completely happy to just be, just feeling deserving to just be. I feel I deserve to just be, to just be out there and breathe in and breathe out. And look at the sky and feel the wind and look at nature and go to bed happy and say thank you, being full of gratitude. This is really how my month of May has been. So I want to say thank you to life, but I also want to say thank you to myself, because I know that all the changes I've made in my life over the past years have led me to be able to fully appreciate to be, which I have not experienced a lot and many times in my life. So voila, this is my episode for today. Until next time, it's just a belief.